Good afternoon, Audio Boo. It's Big Rick here, all one word, and also Dean Reed. Now then, so it's 5 to 2 on day 2 of the Run Wall Trek, so Tuesday the 20th of May. And we've just put behind us Banks Turret, which is very, very close to Lanarkos Priory, and we're now continuing along the section of the road east. Actually, we're just going to come off the road again, and the path was diverted around a couple of farms there. So a couple of hundred metres on the road. I've got it. Yep, thank you. Weather same as before, really. Probably not as windy. A lot of mist, not haze. I don't want to say mist. A lot of haze. We stopped at Walton before there because I went man down a little bit with my feet, and to speak of the truth, I'm not in a good way with my feet, but hopefully tomorrow morning I'll be sorted. So Daddy Dearest came to the rescue and he's taken the majority of the weight, and he'll meet up with us at Steel Rig later on. Hello.
Hello.
How do you do? Are you well? Meeting lots and lots of people coming the other way. We met yesterday in, oh, I can't remember the name of the village.
Place where the pub's closed.
Yeah, place where the pub was closed. We stopped there for a breather, and we met a lady called, well, we didn't know then, but there was an American lady who was walking the wall, but she got to a campsite and she was going to the pub for an ale, apparently, albeit the pub was closed. Something that we forgot to tell her at that moment in time. Anyway, the American lady, whose name is Casey, was at the tea rooms in Walton, and she walked with us for a couple of miles, and then she peeled off to go and see Lanarkos Priory, and Dean and I continued on. So as I mentioned, weather is much the same. It's quite warm, bit of a nice breeze going on there, and but very hazy. Across to my right there, southbound, we should be seeing the Pennines, but we can't see those because of the haze. And probably equally so north, actually. So I mentioned my feet there. I think just my feet aren't used to these boots along this quite basic terrain, really. It's quite flat or undulating. But so my wife has come to my rescue, and so I should be getting the boots that I usually wear all the time. They should be delivered tomorrow by Daddy Dearest. He says, fingers crossed. That should save the day. So morale's quite high anyway. Albeit that I could do with a new pair of feet. But I think the damage is done. My heels are bruised. And I think I'll probably have a stop here to check to see what's going on. So speak to you soon.